From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
The CBS studios here in San Francisco. I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Andrea Nakano. Our top story is the rain. The system moved north to south, soaking the Bay Area.
And the recipe for car accidents, just add water. You may wonder what that center panel is. That's a time lapse of the San Mateo Bridge. And elsewhere, it's just a shot of the bridges in the Bay Area this morning.
And our assignment editor, Shane August, caught this video driving over the Bay Bridge this morning. You can see a Tesla sliding across multiple lanes before being hit by a truck. Shane says he was able to stop in time before becoming part of the accident. And let's take a look outside at San Jose right now. And here's our first alert meteorologist, Darren Peck. Darren?
The main event for this, Andrea, has already passed. Like between like 6 this morning and like 2 in the afternoon, that wall of rain came through. We're not done. There's still a few scattered showers to go. We're going to look at those in 1 second. But since we've gotten like 95% of what this thing has to throw away, look what we did today for rainfall totals. Those numbers exceed what you would get in the month of May on average, like for the whole month. And if we just put some numbers on that, in Oakland today, you got 114% just today of what you would typically get all month long. And San Francisco got 131% of what you would typically get. We didn't break records for the day, but we did certainly exceed what the month of May typically offers. All right, so what happens next? If we've already seen the bulk of the rain and you can see that wall of rain has moved off to our east, we'll put it into the future cast. We look upstream. There's still a few more stragglers to go. So on again, off again showers from now through the evening. Most of us won't really get anything. But every once in a while, one of these comes through and individual parts of the bay could see a stray, isolated little shower. But these are the kind that get in and get out really fast. They may have a little more intensity while they're here than the wall of rain had when it came through, but they won't last long. And by sunrise tomorrow, we're done. Wait till you see what the story is with next week. It's nothing like this. I'll be back with that in a few minutes. For now, Brian, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Darren. In other news, this Saturday evening, there's new figures out showing a decline in violent crime in dozens of major cities. And that includes Oakland, where homicide and burglary are down significantly. Robbery, though, has gone up by 11%.
Now to the latest on the college campus protests over the war in Gaza. Thousands of UC alumni have signed a letter saying they will not donate until the schools divest from companies that are tied to Israel. The signatures include alumni from multiple campuses, including UC Berkeley. The open letter is asking UC campuses to call for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, divestment, and provide protection to students, staff, and faculty. Meantime, in the North Bay, president of Sonoma State University, Mike Lee, made a visit to the encampment after demonstrators mentioned they wanted to speak with him. That's according to the Press Democrat. The president says he's open to talking with the protesters. UC Berkeley says they stepped up a security after a fight earlier this week. Christian Benavides reports on how schools are dealing with the encampments now that graduation ceremonies are starting.
Clashes between protesters and police continued at pro-Palestine protests. At the University of Virginia, police dressed in riot gear moved with force to clear out an encampment. While at George Washington University, down the street from the White House, their camp remains up.
We will not leave this encampment until our demands are met.
Free Palestine!
At some schools, such as Brown University in Rhode Island, students struck a deal to dismantle their encampment on their own in exchange for an agreement that the university review its investments in Israel.
As students at any school escalate, that actually puts pressure on the administrations of every single school to respond.
Images like these are overshadowing the agreements. New York City police are facing questions over why an officer's gun discharged when they cleared out Hamilton Hall earlier in the week.
At no time were any police officers, members of the public, or any protesters in danger. This was purely unintentional.
UCLA's campus was also cleared. The location of the tents still visible on the lawn, along with graffiti scrawled on buildings. Video from Portland State University showed what was left behind of the library after police moved against protesters. This week, President Biden spoke out about the violent protests.
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
Commencements are now underway. This group of demonstrators interrupted the ceremony at the University of Michigan, where there were violent clashes with police Friday evening.
USC is among those that canceled its on-campus commencement ceremony. USC students will go to the Los Angeles Coliseum for safety. An ongoing downpour in Texas has rivers surging. Evacuations have been ordered for the area after nearly 2 feet of rain in 5 days. Rivers rose to Hurricane Harvey levels in the Gulf Coast area. Intense flooding took over many streets. Some people had to be rescued from their homes. You can see the water is past knee level and is higher than the hoods of these U-Haul trucks. Officials say residents need to take serious caution.
What we need folks to do here is you've got two options. Either we need you to plan to stay in place for 2 to 3 days, or if you can't do that, we need you to leave.
Disaster declarations are in effect for more than a third of Texas counties. The rain is forecasted through the weekend for Houston, including the potential for thunderstorms.
Last week, we brought you the story of another longtime business also forced out over a lease problem. San Jose's Burger Pit closing because the landlord reportedly hiking the rent by 70%. Vacancies are replacing many mom-and-pop businesses. That's why San Francisco is trying to attract small businesses or organizations to restart in empty storefronts without having to worry about making rent by themselves. The Vacant to Vibrant program offers $3,000 to $8,000 grants to help mom-and-pops get started in the downtown area. Pop-up businesses can apply online at vibrantsf.org.
In San Jose, businesses will be getting a boost from their annual Cinco de Mayo celebrations this weekend. The crowds are supposed to be so big, they are shutting down streets to help with the congestion. Police say to expect road closures downtown along East Santa Clara Street from Highway 87 to 101, including sections of South 10th, South 4th, and South Market Streets. And in East San Jose, streets from Allen Rock Avenue to Tully Road near 680 could see closures as well.
Since we're on the subject, Cinco de Mayo festivities have already kicked off in San Jose this weekend, beginning with a lowrider car show today. Drivers got to show off their lowriders in front of the SAP Center. 300 of the cars will appear in the lowrider parade tomorrow. It'll be just the second lowrider parade in San Jose since the ban on cruising was lifted in 2022. We talked to one owner who made the four-hour drive from Porterville.
We heard San Jose is really tight for their culture on cruising out here and just enjoying what everybody's builds. And, you know, we wanted to come out here and show what we got in Porterville.
Busy weekend in the Bay Area in San Francisco. Dozens of diehard fans came out to the Alamo Drafthouse in the Mission for Star Wars Day. They're showing all 9 Star Wars films back to back in order, which adds up to about 21 hours of film, with short breaks for trivia and games in between.
Over in San Leandro, patients at the George Mark Children's House got a visit from some friendly faces from a galaxy far, far away. Chewbacca and R2-D2 visited the Pediatric Care Center to greet some of the kids this Star Wars Day with a wagon full of toys and collectibles, including their very own lightsaber.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing to, you know, see, and you know, it's a memory to be built. So thank you very much for everyone providing this blessing.
Manny says he's seen all 9 Star Wars films and his favorite character is Anakin Skywalker.
Well, rain didn't stop a community fair in San Francisco's Sunset Parkside neighborhood. The Chinese Cultural District put on the Taravelle Street Fair, and Mayor London Breed stopped by to unveil a colorful new mural titled People of Taravelle.
Local artists Elaine Chu and Marina Perez Wong painted the mural with the help of feedback from more than 1,000 visitors of Taravelle who were asked, what does safety mean to you? Well, we will. The news will always continue streaming on CBS News Bay Area, and we'll see you back here at 11. Good night.